Coast Radio News for Friday, January 29th, 2021. I'm George Henry. There is still hope that 2021 will not be a repeat of 2020, with plans for the 2021 Rhododendron Festival underway. Unfortunately, one of the aspects of the festival, the Rhodie Court, will not go on as scheduled. President and CEO of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce, Bettina Hannigan, says there is no safe way to move forward with the ceremonial aspect of the court as a result of the pandemic. The annual coronation of the Rhodie Queen and King is traditionally the official start of the Rhododendron Festival. Last year was the first time the Rhodie Festival had to be canceled since World War II, and the court was conducted online. Hannigan says the festival overall pumps about $147 million into the economy annually, and plans are in place to make that happen again this year. As for the Rhodie Court, Hannigan says it's a shame to lose this joyful tradition. The daily case rate for coronavirus in Lane County is staying below 100. Yesterday, Lane County Public Health reported 71 new cases and one new case for the Florence area. Florence has now had 145 cases to date, and the county is just under 9,000 at 8980. Statewide yesterday, there were 750 new cases reported, along with six new deaths. There is some positive news regarding vaccines, though, as the state made its one-day goal of 12,000, with 12,292 doses administered on Wednesday and a two-day total of 19,010. The state has about 200,000 doses still available to distribute, and that number is climbing as new inventory arrives. 360,000 doses have been administered to date. In a rare back-to-back meeting for the Florence City Council, on Monday the Council will hold a public hearing on the annexation of the Benedict Holdings, a 48.82-acre property on the north side of the city's urban growth boundary. Concerns arose over the potential annexation as a group from the Idlewild neighborhood opposed the move by the city. The city's current policy is only to annex properties that request annexation, but the group fears that because it is only a policy, that a new city council could change that policy, forcing other homeowners in the area to be annexed. There is also a provision that could require homeowners to pay for water and sewer upgrades, but that is also not in the city's current plan. The city is continuing their online meeting schedule that is accessible through the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. The meeting Monday evening will begin at 5:30. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, January 29th, 2021.